This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 26, written by Dean Deppe. Jesus became a curse for us. From Deuteronomy 21. Anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. Taking this Old Testament scripture literally seems to imply that Jesus is cursed by God because he was crucified on a pole. However, Paul offers a clarifying interpretation in Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who was hung on a pole." Here Paul teaches us to read the Old Testament through the lens of Jesus' cross and resurrection. In his death, Jesus represents every human being. He took the curse of God on himself so that every believer would be blessed rather than cursed. Then Paul explains further. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. The blessing given to Abraham, that he was credited with righteousness for believing God's promises, is now for people of all nations. We can be similarly blessed by having faith in Christ. Jesus became a curse for us, all so that our sins could be forgiven. Jesus experienced hell and separation from God, so that we would never be separated from God. Jesus became a curse, so that we could be redeemed from the curse of the law. What a tremendous blessing for all who believe in Jesus as their Savior from sin. Do you believe in Him? Will you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, for taking the curse of the law upon yourself, redeeming us from slavery to sin. You have set us free and given us new life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.